So, Stephen Spade, why did you take this job?
First of all, my wife and I are from the Midwest, and we really like it out here. And secondly, there's a lot of opportunity for this transit system to grow and improve. There seems to be a lot of great public support for this transit system. And so I saw this as a real opportunity to come in and help improve what I think someday can, and I think we all think someday can be a really exciting transit system.
What were some of the challenges that you dealt with when you were in Chapel Hill?
The challenges were very similar. We had an old fleet, and because we had an old fleet, we had real service quality issues. So our focus was on modernizing the fleet, improving the quality of our service, so that it became something that was a lot more dependable.
What do you think of the current public transit system here in Wichita?
Oh, well, that's a interesting question. This is a system that is operating in a pretty typical fashion for a Midwestern city. The ridership is a little low. We also have service frequencies that aren't as high. Buses don't run as often. So there's a real challenge for us to deliver a good quality service and try to attract more people to the system.
And how are you? What's your vision at this point?
My short-term vision is to get this system to the point that we're providing a really good quality service that people can depend on. Beyond that, then we need to get our system financially stable. I think one of the things that's really important is to get a sense of what kind of needs the public feels that we need to take a look at. So I hope that once we start to get settled, we can have public meetings and get public input on what they think we're doing right, what they think we're doing wrong, and what they would like to see as we start to build a system.
Having said that, we have had, and I'm sure you know in the past, a lot of consultants and Wichita Transit Talks, for example, which was like the last public outreach initiative, and advisors come in at the expense of the city to try to help our transit system. How are you going to do it differently?
First of all of that really helps to educate us on what the needs are. Whenever you can bring somebody in, the advantage of a consultant is that they can get the work done quickly. You don't have to add a bunch of extra staff to do it, so then you've got the documents. One of the keys, though, to implementing and improving service is to be financially stable. It's really easy to get yourself in this pitfall where we get input from the public about what needs to happen, and then it's not sustainable long term because you don't have the funding. So that's one of the keys we'd have to look at is getting a place to where we can operate the budget, we know we can plan for the future, and we know that as we plan for the future, that we can pay for it.
So I want to go back to the public meetings. Are you going to have another sequence of public meetings in addition to what's been done prior to your time here, or use the information that's already been gleaned from those sessions to make recommendations?
I've seen a little bit of information on the public input, and what I'd like to do is take a look at that, but I want to hear it myself. So I'd like to get out and let the public talk to me about what they think is important. I don't know that I'm going to do anything different, and I may not hear anything different than what was said a year ago or 2 years ago, but I think it's really important in my role to hear all that stuff firsthand and not read it in some other document.
I'm wondering if you can give me any possible things that you can do to sort of revamp our system, like ideas you have around floating in your head that you bring to Wichita.
Well, I think, first of all, the system's all about partnerships. We cannot exist in a vacuum. The transportation system needs to be serving other needs in the community, whether it's linking people with jobs, is providing transportation for students to get to and from school, or people to get to medical services, or just reducing congestion. So I think we have to figure out what that connection is. And one of the things that's really important to me is that we start to talk to other folks in the community beyond the riders. Talk to Wichita State, talk to the business community, talk to the chamber. What things are important to them, or is transit even on their radar screen?
That's Stephen Spade, the new director of Wichita Transit. I'm Brianna O'Higgins, KMUW News.